For the delight of Israel is in Almighty Yahweh. As we gather here on this Shabbaton, this Shabbat, unto our Abba, we come in the most precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, the Tikvah of Israel. We prepare our minds and our levim to worship, to intercede, Almighty Yah, that we may hear from Hashem I Am by the certain sound of the shofar. We prepare ourselves for the battle. In the power of your HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. We do take great delight in this Shabbaton, this rest, this Shafat, this rest of our Abba. We come boldly before your throne to worship you, Almighty Yahweh. We pray that you will strengthen us all, those that are listening by the live stream. Whatever circumstance or situation, the trial that they are combating in this hour, we pray your liberty in Yahshua to make them free. We know whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And so we pray for Israel, they may walk in your freedom by the power of your counsel, Yahshua the Lamb. We told you this day, Yah. We know that you are in the midst of this gathering, this fellowship today. We barak you in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, you must hear this today, for Yah speaks to you. Shalom. You may be seated. For I certainly delight in the riches of my Abba, Almighty Yah. What he has granted unto Israel, that he has opened the eyes of the blinded, that we were blinded without the vision of heaven. We cannot see the things of Almighty Yah, and until our eyes were anointed with the eye salve of Yahshua, only then can we see. And that's why there are many of us that are walking with our conscience seared and darkened by the corruption of our own sins of defying the Torah of Yah. It is one thing that Shaitan has done a magnificent job in his approach to Israel. He deals with the sensual emotionalism of a dysfunctional people. They were dysfunctional. That raised up every kind of idol, every kind of gods that was unimaginable. And so he plays on the dysfunctionality of a people whose mind is not governed by the Torah of Almighty Yah. And they walk in their iniquitous ways, a Torah less way, that it is not according to the pattern of the Torah. And everything that we see in life, it is a pattern. The Torah is a pattern unto man to please Yah. There's a pattern in our birth as human beings, childhood, puberty, growing up to the maturation of a full-grown man or full-grown woman. And so when you began to maturate, you put away the things that were childish that you did when you were childlike. So it is in the spiritual realm. You put away the childlike attributes. You began to ascertain unto the stronger elements of attributes that come by eating the full stay of breads and the meats. We must eat the body of Yeshua. If you do not eat the body and drink the dam, then you will always be an immature individual that can never understand the depth of the qualities of Yah and the essentials of His beauty. And that is what Yah has always tried to express unto Yisrael, the essentials of His beauty. Well, what is beauty? It is the aggregate qualities of one, of Almighty Yah that He possesses. That it brings about a great pleasure. It brings about a sensual pleasure. It brings about a quality of refreshing. Because it is His ornaments that we see and that we delight in. And they cause our conscience, our minds to be refreshed. Our ruach to be refreshed. Because the beauty of Yah, there is nothing like the beauty of Almighty Yah. His beauty is beyond the expressive terminologies of men. And so the only way we can sense the beauty of Yah is that we see the power of His HaMashiach, His ornament in the lives of Yisrael. Now what Shaitan has done, he has substituted that in our lives. And so there is no quality of beauty today to be found. Of the world, what it calls beauty, it is a false facade. It has nothing to do with the beauty of Yah. Because the beauty of Yah begins with the training of the mind. When the mind is conformed to the Torah, the disciplines, the instructions of Yah, you begin to sense the ornaments or the beauty of that individual. Because when you're in their presence, it causes you to have great pleasure. You delight, it assures you and reassures you. It causes your love to take great pleasure in that. Now, if that is the case of Yah, if He accentuate these qualities, these aggregates, then when we come into the presence of our Abba, then why is not there's a great pleasure or a sense of pleasure, that there's a soothing and a comforting of Yah. There's a reason why. Because the beauty of this generation, it is not of the ornaments of Yah. The ornaments are false. They are superficial. And they have not come from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And we find a generation that is trying to present themselves or to convey a beauty that is corrupt. It is vile. It does not create this euphoric, this happiness, this joy, even with those that they are associated with, husband, wife, husband, children, son, daughters. It does not create that. When there is a beauty about a child, it causes the delight of the parents and the light of their conscience to shine in a way that illuminates their inward parts, cause their love to be filled with fatness of rejoicing, because they see the ornaments of beauty upon the child. We don't find the ornaments of beauty upon Israel today. And the beauty of Yah has many facets. It has many interesting facets about His beauty. Now the reason we don't know much, because We are not ecstatic when we come to the presence of Yah. It's almost in this area, a young man sees a woman sees a young man, and there are qualities about them that cause them to want to know about that one. And so they will go through whatever avenue it takes to find out their names. You all can sit in your hypocrisy, but it is the truth. They want to know where they live, their telephone number. They will inquire of friends who have friends that know him or her. Am I right on that, Mother Dodah? And so they will go through the extremes to get the information on that one. And the more they find out about them, the more it delights them. The more it gives them comfort of security in knowing that there's a possibility. Well, the enemy has blinded the minds of Israel that we are not seeking after the kingdom beauty of Yah. And because of that, we don't take great pleasure in what he speaks to us because it's not according to our acceptance. We don't accept what he say unto us. What he says to us, it is not accepted. And so we don't sense his beauty. And it's one thing about the innate qualities of his beauty, that when we understand that, we want to be covered with that beauty. We want that beauty to envelop us. We want that beauty to fill us, and that we array in the beauty of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. It's like a parent dressing up the little daughter, and she realized that what she has on in her own determination is beautiful. And so she shows the parents what she looked like in her little dress, and the parents, their eyes light up. It caused their hearts to just have this great warmth because she accentuates the beauty of the ornaments that are upon her. What are the ornaments upon Israel? It is a dismal shame because it is not the ornaments of Almighty Yah. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I'm not here to appease us in any of our facets of life. I'm here to defend the message of Yahshua HaMashiach, the power and the light, the Yoshak of Yah. And if it tear down your little putrefied whorehouse, then bless Yah for that. I'm not here to substantiate your rebelliousness, your wickedness, your vile demeanor, your immature, habitual actions. I'm not here to do that. If you're looking for that, you better find some kind of soothsayer, or one that will prophesy smooth things unto you. I will prophesy the Sadiqah, the righteous things of Yah unto you. And the reason we don't accentuate the beauty of Yah and the ornaments of his beauty, that they are manifested in certain qualities, aggregates of our lives in abundance, is because we cannot hear what Yah says unto us. We're speaking to our own corrupt minds, and what speaks to our minds and what feed our minds is not according to the Torah of Yahweh. Do you not know that he elected Israel to make them of the same essentials of his beauty? And that when men would see us, they will see the beauty of Yah. And then they will ask us the question, what is the reason of this tikvah, this hope that you have in us? And what men see today, they see this degenerate operation of a vile manifestation of flesh. It has no disciplines of the Torah, the mitzvah, the instructions of Yah. And you see this putrefied glob of wicked flesh that serenades itself as beauty. It's not beautiful. You can put on all the earrings you want to. You can spray yourself with the colognes and the perfumes. That doesn't make you beautiful. You can dress in your Leslie Faze and your gator shoes and your gator boots. That still does not make you beautiful. You can wear the $500 suits. It means nothing to Yah. There's a beauty that ought to accentuate Israel, that even in our most trying opposition, that when we see the presence of HaMashiach in the presence of one another, it will cause this quality to rise, and the pleasure of knowing Yahweh to rise up in our inward parts. It will cause a great rejoicing of this wonderful delight. It will cause the ruach of the spirit of the mind and the love to come alive. We look like a dead people. We look like a dead people. No liveliness. Beauty always sparkle the eyes. You see some of the majesty of the beauty of Yah, the mountain, the snow-capped mountains in the summertime. You see trees and birds and the beauty of His creation. It causes a sparkle in one's eyes. Hallelujah. And the reason you can't see that, because there is something in your life. It is not someone else's life. It is something in your life that is impeding you or inhibiting you from seeing the beauty of Yah. And that's why we cannot see it. We must see what Yah intends for us to see. His beauty caused the mind to be exalted and elevated above this carnal and fleshly type of judgment. It caused the mind to be elevated to a spiritual judgment. And that judgment began at the house. It begins in one's mind. It begins with an introspective search by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, to see if everything in you is right or there are things in you that are wrong. You can find what's wrong with me, but you better find what's wrong with you, my friend. You better know what's wrong in your life. Hallelujah. You will know you will do not have the beauty of Yah. Because if you have the beauty of Yah, then the countenance would be brimming with life. I say that again. Your countenance would brim with life. And life flows. And your mind is alive. Your love is alive. You don't know the beauty of Yah. And there is something that's impeding you. Well, it's Pastor Roberts, lies from hell. I said to Elder Martin, I will read a verse, two verses, or two of the Ketveh. And I want everyone you all to judge me by that. And if I do not fulfill that, flee and run today. If you don't, you're a fool. You're not even a fool. I will proceed. Whether you delight in it or not, it will not impede me. Nor will it slow my approach. Because as the old tradition would say, I'm fighting for my life. I'm in the battle of life. You can take it lightly. You can think that you're going to continue in your rebellious, wicked ways. Yah's not pleased with that. Because He has given us the comfort of His living truth, His Torah, Yeshua. And a fool will deny that. That's why you stay in your conditions. Because we don't consider Yeshua that endured such contradiction as sinners. And you get so weary in your mind and you faint. Because you never consider anyone but your own damnable, wicked lust. Your own greed and your own exaltation. You never esteem others. You never lift them up. You never raise them up. It's all about you. Well, it's not about you, my friend. It's about the whole house of Israel. And you're a fool if you think it's all about you. It's about Yah. Hallelujah. For He is the one that provides unto Israel. What has impeded us to see the beauty of Yah among one another? You do not have the Sodit Torah of Yah working in you. Yah says to Israel as He spoke by the mouth of Moshe in Dibarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 26. And this is the profound covenant that Yah made with Israel. He had a people that He looked at. And He made a brit. And a brit is the beginning of life in anyone. And when you have the true covenant of Yah in you, there is life. And that's what beauty does. One of the essentials or the aggregates of beauty, it is life. Nothing looks beautiful dead. You look at a dead tree, it doesn't look beautiful. You look at a dead animal, you're going to look at a dead body, it is not beautiful. But when you find something that is lively, you look at the lamb in the field today. And their action and the way they prance and the way they jump and the way they kick their little legs. There's such a beauty to that. You look at the flowers that the sisters planted and you can see the petals. And each one has a beauty to it. That it causes the eyes to be attracted and it lightens the mind. And it causes you to think different because you're looking at something that is very attractive. That's very beautiful. And you know it has life. There's a fragrance. There's a savor that comes out of it. When something is dead, there's a stench. There's a vile odor. It stinks. It does not satisfy the nostrils. It does not satisfy the larva. It caused you to despise it. And I despise that about the people of Yah. I despise it. I don't care who you are. I despise it. Why? Because it is time that we eat the meat. We should have been eating the meat of Yah. We should have been strong. We should have been warriors ready for the battle. And now I find a putrefied, weak-minded people that possess not the aggregates of Yah. Because you allow your emotions to play. We allow the emotions to play more than we allow the commands of Yah to shape and to form our minds. Moshe says in Deuteronomy 26, verse 18, and Yahweh has avouched, he has caused you this day, Israel, to be a zugula, a peculiar, a people of treasure. That is what the people of Yah is. It is a zugula. When you look at a gem, you tell me that a 20 carat diamond or a 300 carat diamond, it shows or resonates the same brilliancy as a 2 carat one. It's totally different. And even looking at a stone like that, when the light is reflected, it causes the mind to wander. It causes it to come alive. Sure does, brothers and sisters. We are the sugula. We are the treasure. We are a shining treasure of Almighty Yah. We are the gems. We are the jewels of Yah that He has elected a people to be His gem, to make up His diadem, His crown, to make up His beauty, or to show the power of His beauty. We're full of stench and wickedness and uncleanliness. We are peculiar, a sugula people. As Yahweh has promised you, and that you should keep His mitzvah. Now that is the ornament, or that is one of the essentials of our treasure, that we keep the commandments of Yahweh. If anyone says that they love Yah and keep not His commandments, then that one is a liar. He said, you are a sugula, you are a peculiar people, and your peculiarity will be that you keep the mitzvah of Almighty Yahweh. Now that is what makes Israel peculiar, because they keep the commandments, the mitzvah. We don't act like the world. We don't try to accentuate the beauty of the world. Because the beauty of Israel is greater than the physical attraction of the eyes. It enlightens the inward parts. It brings the nefesh, the whole mind, alive. The beauty of the world will arouse the flesh and arouse certain attributes of the flesh. But it doesn't bring a man alive. It does not. It is the beauty of Yah that brings us alive, to cause our minds to come alive and to be lively, because we're looking at something so astonishing, so beautiful, we marvel at it. And there are bugs that I look at them and I marvel at their ability and their create form. It cannot come from man. It had to come from one that is mightier than man. Hallelujah. You look at the birds and you can see the beauty. It's one thing that I love to do is walk out over here by the martin's nest. And they will let you get close. You just don't thrust yourself upon them. But you literally can get under their nest. And I watch the beauty of them and their color, the brilliancy and the brightness and the sheen of their color. It is a liveliness about them. Those flowers in the beds, they're lively, they're beautiful. The petals are on the fruit trees, you can see the liveliness of it, the ornaments of it. And so what the world tells you, you dress in your Leslie Fay or your Pierre Cardin suit, your alligator shoes, man, and that's a beauty. It is not a beauty. We must have on the cloak of Sadiqa, the helmet of the salvation. Your shoe is our head. Our feet are shod with this message of the Shalom of Yah. Our feet run to and fro in houses of folly and foolishness and sinful practices and wicked ways. It doesn't run to the bite of Yah. That our minds will come alive and our purpose will be a lively purpose. And that's why, because we sense the beauty of Yah. He said that you are a segula, a peculiar people unto me. If you keep my mitzvah, you must keep the commands of Yah. You must do what he instructs you. There's nothing that caused the beauty of a child to be recognized from the parents, is that when the children obey the instructions, the musha of the parents. And that is what caused their love to delight, because they are obedient. They're walking in the discipline that they have been instructed to walk in. And so it is with Almighty Yahweh. He says, you are segula people, I've called you, and he promised you that you should keep kol all his mitzvah. We don't keep some of them, brothers and sisters. We keep all the mitzvah of Yah. And they're hinged upon the two pillars of strength, to love him with all, and to love your neighbor as yourself. When you love your neighbor, if you have aught against your brother, your sister, you will go and get it right. If there's a perception, an opinion, a judgment that based upon your emotions that will damn you into hell, you better get it right. It must be done according to scripture. And in this little juvenile, immature world that we live in today, that is the predominant power that rule in the minds of men and women today. It's a cowardice generation. They don't have enough of the Ruach of Yah to be honest and to have integrity. Don't ask me a question and don't expect me to be honest. You should always be honest. Tell the truth. You don't want someone to know, you can say, not at this time, please. He says in verse 19. He says, and to make you high, Elyon. Now that's what Yahweh says. You don't make yourself high. Yah says to make you high, Elyon, above some nations. Above Kol, all nation, all people. And Israel is high above all people. I don't care what the color of their skin or what their contributions they may perceive are. He said to make you Elyon, Elyon, Elyon high, Elyon, Elyon high. Above not some, but all nations, which he has made. He made all nations, what? In praises, and in name or honor, and in beauty. Tiferah. In beauty. Tiferah. That is one of the aspects of his beauty, that it is one that causes the ornaments of Yah to shine forth. Tiferah. He said, to make you excellent in beauty. Now, is that what the word of Yah says? To make us, he is to make us in honor and in beauty. And that you may be a kadosh people to Yahweh, your Abba, as he has spoken. So where's the beauty of Yah? Where is Yah's beauty among Israel? He said, that should be an ornament of beauty. And what we see today, and I will show you what we see today, is not the ornament. It's the tefillah. It is not that today. It is a false, superficial thing that we think is beautiful. Honey, I don't care about your grinning and your teeth showing. That is not the beauty of Yah. I don't care about that. That's what the hypocrite does. Grin and smile. And destroy you. You can tell the beauty of one in their expression, their words. Their faithfulness, their honesty, their integrity. You can tell that. It assures one. It brings life to you. It brings light in you. It brings the power of HaMashiach, and the will of Yah will be expressed. You will know that. Hallelujah. It's time out. We that are more mature supposed to be. And yet we cannot counsel the young ones, and they cannot see the light of our lives. And they ought to be. You ought to let your light so shine, should you not? That men may see the power of the works of Yah. Come on, don't sit here like hypocrites on me. We should let our light so shine. Our light. And I know a dark light from a light that's shining. The brothers put the lights in other day. It's kind of a rickety circumstance that they were up on the pole. We poured concrete nearly 50 yards here on Thursday. And it was an urgent task as we leave it. And so after all of that, Brother Patrick and Brother Christopher, we were walking down the road. And it was somewhat dark. And Brother Allen. And they had labored to get the lights in. They were on that scaffold. And when he saw the light, both of them, they said, "Hallelujah, oh praise Yah, for light bulb? Just the light?" That's what light does. It brings out an excitement. They saw that the light was on because they had called Brother Allen and said that the light came on and it went off. And he explained to them that it has to reach a certain temperature. It will come on. It's all right. And so when they saw the light on, I tell you all the time, brothers and sisters, I see everything that I need to see. You understand? Well, that may be immaterial to you, but it's not. It is of great importance of the metaphor of what you must understand today. And yet it caused our Brother Patrick to smile, Brother Christopher, just over a light. That's what the beauty of light does. And that's what light is. It emanates a beauty not like darkness. Darkness is something that every kind of vile thing inhabits. And that's its place of dwelling, its domain. When your mind is dark and not gonna by the Torah of Yah, then every kind of dark, vile thing it is creep into your thought. You'll be ill against your brothers and your sisters. You'll be ill against the man of Yah. You will speak villainy. You will speak vile. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, I will get to that verse where I want you all to judge me. And I want you to judge me with the mind of one that judges severely. I want that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what the light does. It causes this light or life. That's the beauty of Yah. That little light shone in the midst of the darkness. It emanated the beauty from my brother's face and the expression. Hallelujah. And that is what the light of Yahshua, he is the light of the world, isn't he? Does he dwell in us? Then what has caused that light of Yahshua to go out? We should let our light so shine that men may see the power of Yah in us. And then they will honor Yah because of our light. I don't care what the opposition is. I don't care who your enemy is. If you perceive your brother or your sister is your enemy, you let the light of Yah shine. And they will break down in repentance because of your own wickedness, your own self-righteous, filthy, minister rag that is worth nothing. And you clothe yourself in your own blood of your minister force. It is not the dumb of Yahshua, because the dumb of Yahshua cleanses, it washes, and it purifies, and it renews the visage of one. I know when someone is walking in the darkness of their polluted mind, and that's why I just don't touch you. And I will not just touch you all. I don't care who you are. These brothers know that when I perceive something that's wrong, I will not allow them to hug me. Hallelujah. And they can testify to that. I say, not now. You're not going to hug me. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to just lay hands suddenly on you. Hallelujah. I prefer you not even doing that. Just go on your way. Because I'm here to tear your whole house down. You're prostituting yourself. It's not the beauty of Yah. Well, what is it? Well, I'll tell you what it is. We are a generation that think that we know and we know nothing. We think we have a knowledge and you have nothing. You spend no time in scripture. And that you that spend time, you think you got the answer to everything. You were brought up in a sadistic, we all religious facet. We were self-righteous because we gave $20 this week and we watched the one beside us give $5. And that justified us as though that we had something. And we had a new car. We had a nice little house. And so that propelled us as though that we were the seed of Israel. You were just a flat out wicked thing. And so the people of Israel, as we were reminded, as Deacon Benny spoke to us on last year during Tabernacle, that they had come out of Mizraim, but they brought a lot of Mizraim with them. They brought a lot of Egypt's trash. They brought a lot of that pagan religion and idolatry from Egypt. They brought that with them.
You understand? And that's what you have done.
Come on, I don't want to act like I did yesterday.
You ought to maturate every day, every hour.
Not to be a maturity. Hallelujah. And then when someone sees your beauty, even though in their dismal state, it will cause them to come alive. What you do, you bring a dismal state because you don't have the beauty of Yah, and then they're dismal. And you got two dismal people walking, you see no light, you look at them. Come on, brothers and sisters, you've never looked at someone and see the spree of their walk, their attitude, and their, don't you see the light? Can you not look at someone and see darkness emanating around them? I can. I judge. I'm a spiritual man. I am. And I judge all things. I judge every situation. Hallelujah. There's a reason why. We have this mind. Yeshua speaks of it in Matthew 23:27. We have this mind that tries to intellectually decipher the things of Yah. It doesn't work that way. He says unto us, woe to you, you scribes, you ones that think you have the excellence of the knowledge of Yah, and you Pharisees. Well, no one is going to tell me I'm going to do what Yah says. Yah speaking to me. Lies, he is not speaking to you. He speaks to Israel by the mouth of Yeshua. And if you're not under the covenant or the bread or the authority of Yeshua, then you ought to praise. Woman, you can never say that Yah unless you submit unto the authority of the head. You have nothing at all. Don't tell me Yah's instructing you. It's your own diabolical, wicked ways and your sinful mind that's instructing you. Did he send Moshe to instruct Israel? Was this the man that spoke? That is the whole thing through scripture. And this wicked Isabel, that's the spirit of Jezebel. Naboth, take his house. Take his vineyard. The wickedness. Yah's not talking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the feet of those that declare this message of Shalom, this Bezorah, the scripture says how beautiful are their feet. Their feet are beautiful. It's amazing in this world that we sit here and those that were part of this and have left. And yet even in my immaturity and my ignorance, even things that were poured out from this man of Yah, that enhanced their lives, it altered their lives, it changed their perspective. And yet they come against me. There you in here that Yah has blessed, even the words have blessed your life and enriched you. And then you allow the enemy to even allow your mind to think diametrically against the man of God. You are as weak as duck's water. You are unstable in all your ways. That's what we do to Yeshua. All he's done for you, he has died on that stake. The blood has poured from Calvary. And all of your wickedness. And all the shame that you bring to Yah. And yet we forget him. We deny him. That's not a stable mind to me. That's not a mind I want to trust in. That's not a mind that's willing to go to the battle for what is right. Because you will be down to criticize and will say, well, Pastor, well, he did that, he did that. Tell me about your damnable sins. Your wicked ways. Hallelujah. Tell me about your vile conduct. Oh, I don't justify nothing with David Roberts. I justify him. The dam of Yeshua is enough for me. Hallelujah. And I'm glad to have a preacher. I can hear myself preach. I can hear the brothers preach. And it reinforces what Yah speaks to me. You cannot even have the power of his emunah unless there's a man that preaches. You don't even believe what you think that he's saying to you because you can't do it. Because if you could do it, you would do it. You cannot even perform it. That's why he raises up men to declare unto you the power of this emunah. He says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees. He calls them hypocrites. Hanif. Hanif. And that is one that is Torah lustness. They have not the power of Torah. He says, woe unto you, Hanif. You hypocrites. For you are like the whited sepulchres. You look all rosy on the outside. You got this false grin and this false smile. I will, my brother. Hallelujah. It's almost dwelling in your house, we that are married. I would be a wicked man to treat my wife like hell.
And then go out and make sure the path is swept for Mother Frances. I will be a wicked dog out of hell. And she is on the same par. If she speaks to me and disregard me, she's hard against me and goes out and give Queen a kiss. What a damnable hypocrite. I will not even allow that spirit in my house. I will not allow my wife to speak or talk to me anyway. She doesn't do it. And that's the truth. I will not allow it. She's not going to talk to me anyway. Get upset with me. Queen asks her for that. She gives it to her. Ask her. She gets nutty. I will not allow that. She doesn't mind doing this for that sister. Sister, can you do this for me? Well, Pastor Roberts, come on, sister. He said, woe unto you, scribes and you Pharisees. He says, you hanif, you hypocrites, you Torahlessness. You have not the power of the Torah. He said, for you are like the whitest sepulchres. You look nice. Shoes shine. I like my shoes shining. I don't think there's any other brother in here besides Brother James. The shine here is probably with a greater shine than mine. I like my shoes to be shined. I like the soles to be dressed. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I never put on a pair of shoes unless they're shined, and I dress the soles on them. That's what Yah does. Hallelujah. That's what He does. He dresses us every day. He wakes us up and dresses us. He says, you look like the whitest sepulchres. You go to these dead places. You see their mausoleums, and they're whited, and they look monstrophagous, don't they? But the wicked lie there. So you look right, you look white, but you're full of wickedness. You're full of wickedness. He said, you're white as sepulchres, which indeed you appear beautiful outwardly. You appear to be beautiful, Noam. And that is a quality of beauty that only accentuates Yah. It's Noam. He said, you appear to be beautiful outwardly. Got the ornaments, got their pictures of their Christos, got their pictures of the Last Supper on there, all of that on these mausoleums and these sepulchres. He said, you appear to be beautiful outwardly. He said, but you are full of dead men bones, and of all uncleanness. That's what you're full of. And if something is full of uncleanness, does it stink? If it's rotting, does it stink? That which is rotting in the outward side cannot emanate a liveliness from that of the visual perception. So when one is rotten to the core, they do not emanate in the expressions a liveliness. Their words are dead. Their words have no life because they're from a gut of death. What Yahshua speaks us, He said, the words I speak unto you, they're ruach and they're life. Why? Because He's the living power of the Torah of Yah. And if one is full of hypocrisy, they have no living Torah in them. Yahshua is not in them.
It makes no difference how you receive it.
It's going to take something greater than this for us to enter into the kingdom. If you think you're going to serenade him with your hypocrisy, you're wrong. He said, you appear. Your appearance is, religious looking. You're pious looking. You appear to be right. Oh, bless you, sis. Oh, bless you, pastor. Oh, man of Yah. And yet within you're full of dead men bones. You're full of all uncleanness. And it comes out of the vowels of your mouth, of your actions and your deeds. That's what comes out. So you can speak anyway. You can speak against her. And your mouth has no control. It's full of folly and stench.
I intend to cut, to destroy, to bring down, to bring it down to the rubbles of hell. And then only can we allow the beauty of Yah to build us up and to restore us. Hallelujah. He said, you appear to be beautiful outwardly, but inside you're full of dead men bones. And not some. I can see if he said you had some uncleanliness there. And you must understand, brothers and sisters, when a corpse dies, ceases to live, in that place, there are all kinds of diseases there with that old rotten body. And that is what he categorized Yahshua, the hypocrite, as the hanif, as that. Not having the beauty of Yah, having not the power of this Torah. He gave them the Torah, his mitzvah, to emanate a beauty of his character.
And the mitzvah are ornaments of Yah. So you appear that way. You put on your finest dress, your finest suit. You come to the whole house, the house of Yah, and yet you do not accentuate the beauty of Yahshua. You despise His beauty. It's not a beauty that attracts you, because you're full of death. You're full of all uncleanness, not some uncleanness. We're full of all uncleanness, because the dead body or the so dead, putrefied body of ours, we're trying to resurrect it, but there's no life in it. There's no beauty to it. Hallelujah. I don't care what we think physically we appear to be to ourselves, there is no beauty to it. It stinks. It fails you. It rots. Hallelujah. We need the mind of Yahshua. Verse 28 of the same chapter. He said, even so, you also outwardly appear to be Sadiq. You look like you're right. Oh, Barak, you my sister. Ah, my brother. You appear outwardly to be right. You look all pristine. Oh, I love you, sister. Oh, brother, come here. Oh, my brother, I love you. You appear outwardly right. You have all the manifestations of one appearing to have the beauty of Yah. But see, it's a false beauty. It's not based upon Torah. Oh, I'm going to get to the depths of this, whether you appreciate it or not. I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when Yahweh gives me something at the last moment, I know it is directly from Him. It's not by my studying. It's from the Abba. So you appear outwardly to be Sadiq to men. And that's the way we appear among each other. Hallelujah. It's something that we have this amnesia that we all are suffering for something, isn't it? What our sins are revealed is always someone is persecuting you. No, you're suffering for your damnable sins. Man, wicked woman, wicked man. You're not suffering for the Sadiq sake of Yah. You endure because of your failures to be obedient, to Shemach, to hear Yah. So outwardly we look all nice, don't we? Pristine. Like we got something, we have nothing. He said, but within you are full of hypocrisy, hanif, and iniquity. See, that iniquity lets me know that you are without the Torah, Mishra, of the guidance of Almighty Yah. He said, within you are full. If something is full, can you get anything else in it? You can't get nothing in it. You got to empty that wickedness out of you, my friend. How does Yah do by His judgment? He judged you today. Hallelujah. He shows you some mercy that He has allowed you to live. And by His truth is an iniquity purge. You sit and you harden your love against Yah by mercy and truth is iniquity purge. He shows you mercy. And all of your walk in your days, you walk full of hypocrisy and full of iniquity. You did not abide in the Torah. Your mind was not shaped or enhanced by the living Torah. You better get it right. We're coming to the season in a few days. You cannot come. I'm telling you, I warn you all. You can take it lightly all you want to, hypocrite. A hypocrite is one that is Torah-lessness. There's no power of Torah in them. There's no acknowledging of Torah. There's no delight in Torah. That is what a hypocrite is. Hallelujah. They appear to love you, and yet they will scar you, your character, your name. That's wicked. And they're so brazen, they don't care who they say it to either. Yah tells us not to speak against dignities, those that He has raised up. And we are fools. Well, you call Mr. Bush a booger eater, I'll call him that, and he's a wicked man. But I'll let him go the way that Yah has charted his path. For the heart of the Melech, the king, is in the hands of Yah. So I bless Mr. Bush. That's why he says for us to pray for them. I bless Mr. Bush. Toda Yah for him. Toda Yah for Barack Obama. Toda Yah for John McCain. Toda Yah for Miss Clinton. Hallelujah. Toda Yah for them all. I want the right one in there, Yah. If it's Miss Clinton, please put her there. He ordains and he orders. He said, you're full of hypocrisy and you are full of iniquity. You're full of honeth and iniquity. You have no power of the Torah. You have no light of his beauty. None whatsoever. It is an outward appearance. It is your falsified smile and grin that doesn't even produce life at all. Hallelujah. There's one thing about the assurance of a genuine smile. Can you not tell when someone smiles phony or real? Hallelujah. Can you not tell a smile when it's one of disgust? Hallelujah. I told her, my brother, it is truth. And I hate that. Yah hates it too. Because it is the nature of a hypocrite. Eob, Yah says here in Eob, Job 15:34. He says this is the ultimate end of the hypocrite. The Hanif. He says in Eob 15:34, for the congregation of Hanif, hypocrites, shall be desolate. Do you understand what something is desolate is? It is without any life or fruit in it. And that's why the Hanif, the hypocrites, like to congregate together. Because they're desolate. They look dark. There's no life in them. You never seen a group of people together. You look at them and there's nothing that you can see emanate from them that will excite you. And then there are those you see together and you just get excited even though you don't know what they're talking about, what they're doing. It excites you. You never seen that? You never experienced that? Well, I have. And there are those who you see together, you say, boy, death. You're nothing, you know. He says, woe for the congregation of the Hanif, of the hypocrites, shall be desolate. There shall be no life in it. There shall be no unction in them at all. And fire shall consume the tabernacle of the bribery. They bribe one another with what? Their words, their accolades of exalting each other to falsify the report and to make one think that this one is enduring because they're doing something that's right. You're enduring your own sinful, wicked hypocrisy. And why should you complain if you're suffering for your own sin? Hallelujah. We do things to ourselves, brothers and sisters, that we suffer for. And that is just a fact. Yahweh is not mocked. And I'm glad of that. Be not deceived. Yah is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, we're going to also reap it. So what we have reaped, it is not what Brother Dave has sown that I'm reaping. I'm reaping what I've sown. It is not what he has sown that she's reaping. She's reaping her own sowing of her field. And if you do not plow the field right, if you do not put the right ingredients in the field, you're not going to get the nutrients you need. As I said to us, the soil has 90 elements in it, and our bodies need at least 60 elements that come from the soil, the minerals that come from the soil. And the only thing that this synthetic farming does, it put three of the elements back in there. Three. And the way that Yah commands us to nurture the soil, that's why the seventh year rests, it begins to restore everything that is needed. Even with the fruit trees, there's a pattern that Yah tells us when to collect fruit that one year. The first year you're supposed to let them fall and drop to the ground. You're not supposed to eat them. And in that, it does something to the bugs and the life that it creates around it. Because we're greedy and we're rebellious, that we have done things that we are out of the pattern of His Torah. And so we suffer greatly for it. In our spiritual minds and our physical bodies, there are all kinds of diseases among us, all kinds of sickness, and it should not be, because by the stripes of Yahshua we're healed. And it must begin with the cleansing of all these filthy, unclean things you have here, because what is here, it flows from your inward parts, from the living heart, from your nefesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must do that. Yah says that the congregation of the hypocrites shall be desolate. That's why our conversations must be on the beauty of Yah. His Nuam.
Noam. It must be on that. And our conversations are based upon flesh, isn't it? Come on, Yisrael. I know what it's based upon. Based upon our own selfishness and our own self-will. It is not of Yah. Toda Yah. It is truth. Hallelujah. When Eob suffering all of his afflictions, the Abba says to Eob, he said, I want you to answer me, Eob. He said, I want to show you the action. I want to show us something here, brothers and sisters. The action and the state of the hypocrite. It says in Eob, Job 36, I want to begin reading at verse 10. First of all, this is what Yah does. The Musha of Yah, as I spoke to Scripture truths ago, you all sit here, many of you all did not even hear. But this is what the word of Yah says in Eob, Job 36:10. It says, Yah, Almighty Yahweh, He opens also their ear to Musha, to discipline. Now that is what Yah opens your ear to discipline. His Musha, His instruction, to discipline you, to chastise you, to correct us. What we do is we shut our ears, don't we? Like they did Stephen, they stopped their ears. Come on, Israel. They ride upon him, and they gnawed him, did they not? And that's what you do. When Yahweh opened your ears to discipline, you shut it. And when you got a house that is full of pollution and stench and every kind of vile thing, it doesn't take much to clog up the arteries. It doesn't take much to clog up the house. You put everything down your drain, grease. It doesn't take much for the drain to get clogged. And so you're putting everything down your mind, every kind of damnable, twisted lie that you have invented, every kind of unjust opinion, judgment of one that you have created in your mind. It is actually you. And so your mind is clogged, your ear where you cannot even hear the Musha of the disciplines of Yah. He has opened our ears to hear His discipline. And that He has commanded that they make teshuva, you make repentance from your iniquity. Is that direct? Is that simple? So Yah opens up your ear to understand His Musha, His discipline. And He says, I want you to make teshuva. I command you to get before me and to repent, that there be a change. You know the things I use to do, I don't do them no more. Since the word of Yah, Yahshua laid His hands on me. You know the way I used to walk, I don't walk no more. Since Yahweh laid His hands on me, Yahshua is the right hand of Yah. The places I used to go, all the talk I used to talk. Now the reason you talk that way, because your heart is full of iniquity. Hallelujah. When Yahshua comes in, there's a transformation. And there's a change. So He says, Yisrael, I want you to hear my Musha, hear my instructions. And when you hear them, I command that you make teshuvah, repentance from your Torahlessness ways. You know it's not according to the Torah. The Torah teaches us how to judge one another, how to clear the opposition of the enemy that creates barrenness between each other, and we walk like fools. Why are you so foolish that you're bewitched so? That you actually think you're living at a standard that's greater than your brothers and sisters. You are a damn ignorant fool. It's by the mercies of Yah. That's why His mercies are... Oh, His mercy is just renewed to you every day, mama. His mercy is renewed to Israel every day. Even to the sinner man. Even to the wicked man. We are stupid as ignorant people. We don't know the word, and that's the truth, mother. We don't know the word of Yah. That's why we pray. I said to a young man that visited me yesterday, my prayer, my brother, is that Yah raise up the Nobi. The man that will speak in the Ruach, the spirit of Eliyah, and that he will cause the fire to come down out of Hashemayim. What fire? Well, the fire of the power of His word. His word is a consuming fire, isn't it? And that's what we better pray for in this hour.
Hallelujah. And he commands us that we make teshuvah, repentance. I mean, a repentance that is sincere, not this false. I'm sorry. and go about doing your own activities. That's wicked. It's one of deep sorrowfulness, one that is felt, one that brings about a shamefulness, one that makes you so ashamed. Yeah, how was I led that way? Yeah, please. Yeah, if you're sure, don't allow me to walk that way again. I'm so sorry. Even when you think about the mercies of God, yeah, I'm so wrong. I thought that, your beauty, yeah. Come on. Not this damnable trash we call repentance. To repent to do it again. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You said you've made teshuva of that, and you're doing it again 2 months down the road, 1 month. You think you've done well for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you flare up like a jackass railing from his master. That's the way we are. I want y'all to raise up the pastors, the raha, after his left. Hallelujah. That will teach me the truth. I want truth. I'm not here to play around. I'm not here playing around. You go out there, you play around. I'm not playing. Hallelujah. The only thing I play is basketball. Hallelujah. I don't play around with this. There's no folly in this. This is sincere. Yah says, if they shall mock and serve Yah, serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, in tav tub, in the plenteousness of Yah, and their years in no'im, pleasure. And that no'im of Yah, it is singing. It is a sweet fragrance that flow from you. It is a lovely sound, the no'im. Now, is that what the word of Yah says? And they shall spend their years in pleasure in the no'im. You're spending your lot of years. We're getting close to the, I know I am. I'm getting on down the road for the checkout time. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a fact. I know that. I'm not that ignorant. And Yah says, I want to spend my last days in no'im. In the precious of Yah, in the beauty of Yah, in his presence with singing and sweetly singing the songs of rejoicing unto my Abba. I'm getting close to the checkout line. We can think what we want to. Oh, there are you that are young that we don't know the day, but I know for a fact I'm getting closer. Hallelujah. Value of 60 years, that's 7 years ago, that ain't nothing. If this shall be around that long. So I know I'm getting close to the checkout time. So I want my life to be spent in no'im. I want to be spent in the presence of Yah. And he tells us how to do it. If you shall shemak, if you open your ears to Yah to hear, and just serve him, obey him, obey the Torah, keep this living power of Yahshua, this promise of Yah in us, then our day shall be one of prosperity. Our day shall be tov. It shall be tov. We shall have beautiful days. I love waking up in the morning. I love smelling the coffee, as they say. I love to rise and feel my members and my body functioning the way it ought to. That gives me great pleasure. I'm not going to get up and murmur and mutter like a child of hell. I'm alive. Well, your ankle hurting, that's all right. I'm alive. I tell you, pouring that concrete the other day, I said to, I don't know which brother, someone I was talking to, I said, I went to bed Thursday night. I did not wake up until that morning. I did not wake up one time during the night. That was labor there. Sure it was. But it was sweet. It was a beautiful labor. Working with the brothers. Hallelujah. We all toiling. Yes, it was. Didn't have to give the wretched. Everyone knew what they had to do, and everyone paying attention to that. Come on, Yisrael. See how beautiful and how pleasant it is for brethren, for the brothers, for the ak, to dwell together in unity, to work, to labor. Hallelujah. Well, Some of the brothers pour some of yours like, well, sure, Brother Pat did. Absolutely, Brother Christie. Sure, Deacon Benny did. Sure, Brother Dale. Come on, brother. Get some boots somewhere. I don't have my go see Sister Kathy, Brother Dolphus. Man, get Deacon Horns if you have to put your shoes on inside of them. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Did he pull the slack on them? Well, he came out there when Brother Patton were pulling that, sliding that big boy. No one had done it all day. He took his rake and helped and made it easier, didn't he? That's nice. And so I'll take my rake. And he took his rake, so we all helping them. We were just that ignorant. We didn't know. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a pleasurable thing. Hallelujah. And so when you have pleasures like that, you can sing well at night. That's why my sleep was sweet. Behold, he give his beloved sweet rest. And he sure did. Hallelujah. He gives us that kind of comfort. Our days shall be filled of prosperity and no'im. We shall have the pleasures of Yah, the sweet sounding of his praises and the loveliness of his sweetness shall flow from us. Not this dead, cold, crazy, immature attitude that's based upon your little child, immature, ignorant, numbskull mindset. A mind is dictated by what the word of Yah says. Our emotions are based upon what the word says. Come on, Yisrael. I'm speaking life to you today. You condemning us. No, it's your own sin. Your own wicked heart condemn you. And if that condemn you, Yah's greater than that. You better know, you better get it right. Hallelujah. Yes, I love the fellowship of the brothers. Whether it's fishing, whether it's laboring, I love it. It's a sweet, fragrant mother. I just love it. I love it. Hallelujah. I love taking the slack too. If this one is can't bear the weight, I don't mind taking it. Hallelujah. I don't mind outworking this brother. Why? Because I know we have one objective. And that's to get it done. We're on the home stretch now, sis. You're on the home stretch, mother. You can't mess up now. You're on the home stretch. No, sir. It's no going back. You're on the home stretch. And the more we go down the stretch, the narrower it gets. You can't even turn now. You can't even turn now. You can't turn and look back. The tunnel is getting narrow and narrow. Hallelujah. We can see the homecoming day. That's a fact. I know it's a fact. I don't fear that. I know that's a reality. Hallelujah. I know that's a reality. Come on. You can walk in your unpleasurable ways that create this poison toxicity in your mind against the Torah of Yah. You're a fool. You are a flat fool. The mercies of Yah to us, Israel, that we may make teshuva unto Yah. Verse 12. He said, but if you obey not, but if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. Now, I don't bear the sword in vain here today. If you don't obey these simple truths, you're going to perish. I warn you, you're going to perish. You're going to be destroyed. And they shall die without the da'ats. You will die without the knowledge of Yah. You will die without the knowledge of your sins and your corrupt way. He says, but the hanaf. The hypocrite, the honeth, the hypocrite in love. This is what the hypocrite does now. The honeth. You're not a hypocrite. It's one thing that you do. In your love, you heap up anger. Anytime you got a wife or a husband, that is always anger in them, they are hypocrites. They're fools. That's what the heart of a hypocrite does. This is what the book says. You want to raise hell, you raise it with Yah. He said, what a hypocrite. It's one that's not going to obey what Yah instructed Eob in the beginning. It's going to be a man without the Torah. But it's one thing that the Hanef tells the hypocrite. In their love, they will heap up anger, wrath. Always angry. Always. I will, my brother. Come on, wife. Come on, husband. Every time you go in the house, you're angry. Come on, man. Come on, woman. Please don't think you get angry. You're a hypocrite. Told her mama, clap them hands. Give them a praise offering. It makes no difference how you respond.
It says, but the hypocrite, the honif in hearts, they heap up anger. You know what a heap is? They make a pile. And it doesn't take much for them to get crazy. Can I have that? No, you can't have it. Come on, hypocrite. Oh, you folks don't like me, but that's all right. I love the word of Yah. And ye shall know ha'imhatza. And the truth of Yah shall make you free. It makes you. See, Yah trying to make your mind right. These are not my sayings. This is not me interjecting anything here. It's the word of Yah. Hallelujah. But the hypocrite, the honif, the hypocrite in love, heap. They build up wrath or anger. They build up anger. They cry not when he binds or when he assaw them. They don't even cry when Yah binds them. When Yah show them the hypocrites, they don't even cry. Do y'all hear me? That's what the hypocrite does. They don't say, oh Yah. Even when Yah binds them, they don't even cry. You parents, have you ever? I recall my mother in my lying ways of hypocrisy, and because I did not oblige her in the Torah of our home, she would take the stick to my buttocks, and in my vile nature, I would say, "I'm not going to cry." Okay, Mama, maybe we don't want to experience that. And Mama, when she would see that, then it would cause her wrath to rise even more without... She would be indignant then. She didn't care where she hit your head. She would try to kill you. And then you broke down when you showed the crying or the humility. See, Yah saveth such as of a broken heart. He's near those that have a contrite ruach. And so when Yah shows you a hypocrite, that he binds you, he puts you, that's what it is. It's like a parent says, you listen to what I say. And they're bound, they can't move. And so Yah speak to us today to show us that. He show us that we're hypocrites. We have this honif, this Torah-less matter of this attitude. And then we don't even cry when he show us that. That's a mind that's seared, brothers and sisters. That's a mind and a love that's so hard. So hard that it has no reality as to who Yah is. And that's what the hypocrite does. The hypocrite, when you tell them of their ways, they become hardened, don't they? They get angry as hell. They want to dispute. They want to fight. They want to reject it. That's what a hypocrite does. And they all want to show you what you're doing. It's almost like a child, a parent saying, boy, you did well, Mama, you doing that. Well, Mama, you do that. Daddy, you did that. Well, you did it. Why I can't do it? You children ever say that? Yes, they have. And so that's what we say to Yahweh. That's what we say to him. Yahshua did not do it. Hallelujah. And the elderly ones, they're wise enough. They've experienced things that they don't want you to go down the road. That's what counsel is. It is to keep you from the path and the crooked path of error, whereby the enemy seduces you and draw you unto him. It is not your brother or sister seduce you into a path of error and to reject truth. It's your own mind, your own consciousness, your own bewitching, whereby you can obey the Torah. Who hath bewitched you that the mercies of Yah was shed upon you today? Listen to me. The mercies yesterday and the day before. We are here today, so there have been days that the mercy has been shown unto us. And then we harden our love against one another and not appreciate the mercies of Yah. And even though we were wicked, destined for hell, and we deserve the wrath of Yah, and he showed you mercy. And yet we don't even know how to show mercy to each other. When my sister, my brother sinned against me, forgive them. You are a fool and a jackass. That's what this world has done to your mind. That's why you walk in hypocrisy, because you don't know the power of Yah. I'm not retracting one word. I don't care how it comes out. As long as it is the sword and it pierces your heart, I want to run the blade through the center of your mind and cut the wicked fat out. Not one word will I repent of. Hallelujah. The hypocrite, you will know when you find one, I don't care if it's your husband, I don't care if it's your wife, when there is an anger that is so that can be sensed, that can be smelled, that's a hypocrite. They have no Torah of Yah. They have a form of the Sadiq of Yah, but they deny the power. They deny the truth, Yahshua. They deny Yahshua. We can do all things through Yahshua that strengthen us. Come on. We can do all things in Him, sister. We can. I don't care what it is. There's nothing unbearable that we cannot endure. If we suffer with Him, we go to reign with Him. Many are our afflictions, are they not? So what we do in all things we give Torah, do we not rejoice in that? You don't have the Torah of Yah, that's why you can't do it. And that's why you get hard, you look hard, your expression, there is no esprit of the jovialness of Yah, of the liveliness of Yah in you at all, period. You can pretend outwardly you look that way. Oh, bless you, sister. I'd rather, ha ha. But there's nothing there. Hallelujah. So a wife or a husband, when they heap up anger, you know that's the spirit of a hypocrite. When you get angry about the smallest of things, come on, you are twisted. Your mind is twisted as hell. Come on, there are folks that get angry about that. There you sitting here get angry about nothing. You hypocrite. Where my brother? You get angry about nothing. It has no value. You just get, well, you fool. You fool, woman, man, you are. Just get angry about nothing. Pastor Roberts, you fuss. I know I fuss. All the time. Come on, brothers. Get the job done. We it's getting late in the evening. It's getting late in the evening. You see, it's getting late in the evening. The sun's going down. Don't have no time to. We got to get it done. And the sun is going down. Even the son of Sadiqah. Yahshua doesn't shine in us like he once did. Why? Because the reality of him is not valuable to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they die in their youth, the hypocrite. They act just like children. They die in their youth. They die in their youth and their lives among the unclean. They're among the unclean. And the unclean is the Kadashi. And that means those that worked in the temples of the male prostitutes, what we call faggots. Their lives, they're as unclean as faggots. And that's what they like to spend their life among, the unclean. They love unclean things. They're like leopards. They don't have the cleansing power of the Ruach of Yah resting upon them. There's nothing more vile than a hypocrite. And that's why the enemy make us believe that we're right. And our own wicked self-righteousness, which is as a filthy rag. And we can carry on day after day, hour after hour, doing the same thing, acting the same way, and think there's no consequences to it. You're among the unclean. You're among the male prostitutes of the temple, of the houses of idolatry. And your idolatry concentrate only on you. Your attitude is all about you. Always someone doing you wrong. That's not so. Yahshua has suffered for us once. You have not suffered for anyone, man or woman. It's Yahshua the Lamb. You ain't suffering for nobody. You don't even want to suffer for yourself. You don't even want to be corrected. Speak to me, Yah. Straightforward. Hallelujah. I want to be real. I was saying to the young man yesterday, when I was on the evangelist Hartsfield, when he did not preach in a way that caused the knife, the sword to cut, he didn't preach to me. He said, man, that's nice, but that ain't what I came to hear. Every time I went to the tabernacle, even in my ignorance, I went for the sword of Yah to pierce my mind and to cut and to strip me, to make me naked. I want to see me every time. We'll preach like that, the words of conviction. The evidence in my life that were diametrically opposed to Yah will be revealed. If I would rise up from there, I would clean my pockets out then. Yes, this is greater than what money can do. And when he didn't preach like that, I would have the sense of despondence. I like that, but I like that what you preached last week better. Because that cut me. That exposed my mind, my purpose. That's the only way I liked it. I didn't like smooth things. I like things that were direct and straightforward. That's the way Yah is. And he's not going to alter anything for us at all. So the hypocrite, they die in their youth. And they and their life is among the unclean. So they are juvenile even when they are 55 or 60. And they die with an immature mind. They die in their youthfulness. They don't even understand the great truths of tremendous nuggets of treasures of Yah. And the value and this precious stone, Yeshua, he is not even real to them. That he has died for our sins. He was bruised for our torahlessness, ways our iniquity. And you harbored and hold fast to iniquity. Hallelujah. You see there you that he's shown you some measure of favor today to show you your wickedness. I want to cry when Yah binds me. Hallelujah. You parents, when you bind the child, they cry the harder, don't they? You take old Megan, you're going to wrap your legs around her legs and spank that backside. She get the squirmishing and she act like a wild thing, doesn't she? They will twist, they will flung themselves. See, that's what Yah wants us to do. When he binds us, she say, oh my, what a wretched thing I am. That's how he wants us to twirl and to spin, to dance. See, we don't do that. We harden ourselves. When he show us our hypocrisy, we get harder. We have this disdain attitude for him. Now he wants us to twist and to turn. But he's stronger than us, isn't he? Why can't we be like little children? He did me wrong. All right, bless you, my brother. He is my brother. Hallelujah. We bear the infirmities. If someone is weak, you bear the infirmities. If you're that strong, why you can't bear the infirmities? You're weak. That's why you can't do it. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the truth. You can't bear the infirmities because you're so weak. You're more shallow than them. Oh, this is the truth, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. The tifarah of Yah, his beauty, his tifarah, the ornaments of his beauty is nothing like it. Hallelujah. Look what Solomon says in Mishli, Proverbs. I want to accentuate this beauty of Yah. And time is getting ahead. It says in Mishli 28:12, we're talking about the tifarah of Yah, tifarah, his beauty. It says, when the tzaddik man do rejoice, when the righteous, that's why Yah tells us to rejoice. There is a great what? Great what? There's a great beauty, there's a great tifarah. But when the wicked rise, the tifereth or the rejoicing, it diminish. And that is what that word declares there. When the righteous, when the tzaddik man rejoices, there's a great tifereth. Brother Yosef, get up there for me, my brother. Come on. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Dance to Yahweh, Israel. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Dance to Yahweh, Israel. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahweh Shabbat, Yahweh. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Sing to Yahweh, Israel. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Sing to Yahweh, Israel. Now, the reason I did that. Oh, there's a purpose. I'm not here to play a clown's role. You understand? There have been those that dance in the Ruach of Yah. When the Sodic man rejoices or has to feel wrath, there's a beauty. There's a beauty to him. And when the wicked sees that, they get upset. While she's dancing, I wish she would shut her mouth while she's singing. Come on, you people of Yah. Your wickedness despise that. I just want to be quiet. I don't want to hear nothing. Then when you leave, you go to your secret closet. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on here. The word of Yah answers everything about us. The word of Yah says, show you you. Hallelujah. And so when the Sadiq man rejoiced, there is a great Tifara. There's a great Tifara. There's a great Tifara. There's a great Tifara. There's a great beauty. Not just a beauty, but it's great. It is the Gatul. A Gatul. It is a great beauty. But when the wicked rise, the rejoicing diminish. See, there were you that were just kind of slow because your wickedness, you really wanted it to stop. You understand? That's right, Mama. You see, if I have not experienced this, I cannot speak to the effect. I wish you would be quiet. Sometimes Sister Robert sings and says, oh, sister, it's my wickedness that doesn't want to hear that. You bunch of hypocrites. You false hypocrites. Don't tell me I stand along in that. Hallelujah. You in your sinful ways, you hear the preaching, you want to turn it down. Hallelujah. Don't want to listen to it. Hallelujah. Your sins shall find you out. They're going to find you out. And so when the wicked man, there's no tifurah, there's no beauty. When the wicked man rises, he puts a diminishing light on everything. But when the Sadiq man began to rise and sing, he causes the love to rise up. He brings the ornament of Yah. It's a beautiful thing to feel wrath, to praise Yah. And the wicked don't like praising Yah. You that are wicked, full of hypocrisy, you don't like praising Yah. There's nothing in you that want to praise Yah because you're wickedness. You're full of unclean things. Come on, I don't care if you're sick. There are folks, men on the dying beds. I've watched it around here. You all have. And they have praised Yah. They're you that are not even dead. You're beyond death. Well, I'm hurting. Sister Horn gets back there and she dances and she hurts and she dances and she shouts and she praises Yah. Well, you don't know what she did. I know that her sins are under the blood of Yahshua. That's sufficient. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. Undoubtedly, she got more assurance in that than you because you're not even sure of your condition. You're dead and a dead thing cannot move. Only that which is alive move. Hallelujah. They just had the NCAA basketball tournament. And you better guarantee that those that went for their team, those team there in Charlotte Davis and a little small school, 1,500 people, they went, they got to the final eight. Just 1,500. Come on, brothers and sisters. Schools like Michigan State, they got 60,000. Ohio State, 100,000 students. They got millions of dollars. They got millions. You got estros with billions of dollars in them. And yet the little Daiwi destroyed the giants, the most powerful school. Well, of course, that had everybody in Davis and euphoric. Even whereby the president said, anyone that wants to go to the game in Detroit, we're paying for everything. Hotels. When that happened, you had the boosters come out. You had those that's a powerful little school there. And so the graduates of Davidson, they're not making $15 an hour. They're making $15,000 an hour, many of them. They're corporate execs and corporate CEOs. They're world leaders. Sure they are. And so when that happened, it rejuvenated even something in those that were not even basketball fans. We're going to send in $1 million or $500,000 to Davidson. And that excited them. It caused that Davidson spirit to arise. And so we hear the word of Yah, it causes the life of Yahshua to rise up in us. You hearing things that are full of hypocrisy because it's feeding that dead, wicked spirit in you. And that's why you like to congregate with the hypocrites, because you feed on hypocrisy.
You don't want to hear nothing that's right. When you hear what's right, you get offended and you get upset, and that hypocrisy rises in you with your anger, and you just heap it up. Heap it up. Heap it up. Just keep heaping it. Hallelujah. Until it's a pile of worthless, massive trash. And that's what it is. So you Sadiq ones, rejoice. It's a beauty to Yah. It's a beauty to Yah. It's a Tifarah. You see, Tifarah. Tifarah. It's almost like Tiffany, isn't it? Tifarah. Tiffany. Tifarah. Tifarah. It's a beauty. It's an ornament of Yah's beauty. It's an ornament. It's a lively ornament of the beauty of Almighty Yah, His Tifarah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is something about those that are full of hypocrisy, the Hanif. They do, and you don't realize what you do. I want to show you in Mishlei 11:9, Proverbs 11:9. When you get that, say, Amen. You all are quite slow. That's one of the easiest books to find that in Psalms. Mishlei, Proverbs 11, verse 9. It says this. I want you all to read that with me. All right? If you have that, say, Amen. It says, come on. A hypocrite with his... Hold up. With what? With his mouth. Does what? Who? Well, Yah tells us to hate our neighbors. Yah tells us to destroy our neighbors. You understand what a hypocrite does? When one comes to you with the mouth of hypocrisy, they destroy their neighbors. See, it's a false base of Torah lessness. The Torah teaches us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Is that not right, Mother? That's what it teaches us. That's what it teaches us. And a damn hypocrite destroys the neighbor with their wicked mouth. That's why you talk hypocrites. It's one thing the word of Yah will find us out, will it not? Hallelujah. You think you're getting by, brothers and sisters, as I searched scriptures on Thursday, the Ketu, I couldn't find anything. And I searched it on yesterday. I searched Ketve, Ketu, scriptures, nothing to be found. And then a little latter part, Yah, just the words of his beautiful ornaments rose in my inward parts. What is the beauty of Yah? Hallelujah. And what defies that beauty? And so in prayer last night, I didn't realize, believe me, of course when you're up here on this hard stuff, after about 30 minutes, you feel it on your knees. Well, I didn't feel it until about 9 minutes, and then 9 minutes until my time was up, and then Deacon Horn came in. Well, of course, my mind, it was saturated. Well, what is this beauty, this beauty of Yah, the ornament of Yah? This is what we need, brothers and sisters. It is the light of Yahshua. So a hypocrite destroys. That's what a hypocrite does. A hypocrite, a honif, destroys with his mouth. He destroys his neighbor, and the command of Yah tells us to love our neighbor. Hallelujah. You got quiet, didn't you? And that's why the enemy calls you to talk with your mouth against your neighbor. You're hypocrites. That's why it doesn't make you feel ashamed. Well, she did this. Well, what? She did that. Did it? Did, was it a sin unto death? You are a fed out fool, woman. Man, my brother did not sin unto death. Well, you don't know Deacon Horn. Was it a sin unto death? Hallelujah. How many times you did? Well, he did it one time. Come on, my brother. Well, she did that. She said this. Well, she lied on you. Let it be. You've never lied on anyone, have you? You hypocrites. You're full of lies and hypocrisy. That's why Yah is going to destroy the hypocrite. He's going to destroy hypocrites. There's nothing more vile. It's a prostitute. It is more vile than the spirit of a male prostitute. What is more unclean than that? There's nothing more vile, not even a woman prostitute. That is almost a natural proclivity of a woman. But a man to prostitute himself with another man? There's nothing more foul.
And that is the spirit of a hypocrite. And you don't realize you operate in that because you're so full of stench and dead man bones and all uncleanness. You don't realize you operate in that way. And you justify yourself in the congregation of hypocrites because they're hypocrites. So they strengthen you in your hypocrisy. And you don't realize y'all going to destroy you. That's what this nation is. That's what we call this assembly. Is that what the whore we call the church? That's all it is. Bunch of hypocrites. Look, it's not because they drink and smoke and do this on Saturday. It's because they don't keep the Torah. It's because they deny the name of Yah. That's why they're hypocrites. And a true man of Yah, he will teach us the indelible things of Yah from Bereshit to Giliana. You see, I'm using a little here and there, am I not? A little Matita Yah, a little Dibarem, a little Mishli. We'll use a little other, a little Sharaka, a little wisdom. Oh, I'm going to finish this today, all right? I may not complete the course, but I will finish enough that you will identify your place where you are. And if you cannot identify that, then you are a fool. So that's what the mouth of the hypocrite does. So Sister Roberts comes to you, sister, to destroy a sister. That's the mouth of a damnable, wicked, Jezebel hypocrite. I'm bold enough to say that about my wife and my woman. She's less than a wicked Jezebel of a hypocrite. Hallelujah. Come on, give me some hallelujah. Come on, some amen. We are such cowardly people. We cover sin instead of exposing sin. Hallelujah. When you love a brother or sister, you reveal the sin. I don't want your love, all right? Don't love me, please. Please don't do that. Just love yourself the way you love you, all right? Because the way you love you, you will not reveal your own sin. You can't love me much. I want to live. Do you all hear me? I don't think y'all understand me when I say that. I want to live. I mean that. I want to live. I want to live. The hypocrite with his mouth, with her mouth, they destroy his neighbor. And Yah says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But through da'at, through knowledge, the sujit, the just shall be delivered. Halets. They shall be delivered. They will be equipped. See, the just, the sujit, they're equipped to deal with the hypocrites. They know the mouth of the hypocrites. They know the way. Hallelujah. Dota Yah for the halets of Yah, for his knowledge, his way of escape. Because the hypocrite will always destroy one, his neighbor, with their mouth. They will destroy one another to each other. That's not Yah. He tells us to esteem others more highly than ourselves. If my brother is doing something that is less than appropriate, then you esteem him. You bless the brother. You show him his sins. You bless him. Hallelujah. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Yahweh has elevated us to be called sons of Yah. Has he not? Have you sinned? Have you sinned? He still elevates you to be called sons, right? Have you sinned? You still sinned. And he still restores you, doesn't he? And then you sinned. And he still restores you. You tell me you don't find that in your damnable heart of hypocrisy. A hypocrite can never find that. You will destroy your neighbor instead of saying, and bless them that despisefully use you. That's what the word of Yah says. If they've done that to you, rejoice. And the purity of Yah's rejoicing, you will see it emanating from one. I like being happy. Hallelujah. I like being happy. I like quiet moments too. And she said, Robert had Shiro yesterday. She's beating, Papi, Papi. He bothered with you. I got my heels up. I'm sitting back. And I want to get me a twinkle. I don't need but 5 minutes. I'm not messing with you at all. That's not even bothering me. I don't even close my door. Hallelujah. Come on, people of Yah. No, I didn't want to be bothered with it. I wanted to just let my mind just rest. Hallelujah. We got a battle that is ahead of us that is so great. That little leaven that you have in you, that those are the things you hold. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to judge my brothers. I'm not going to judge Elder Bynum on the character of Pastor Brown or any other man. I judge him on the integrity of his words and his character that he displayed. I'm not going to judge a brother because this one did that. See, they all are like, that's a lie from hell. I'm not going to say all sisters are like you. Because they're not all that way. Hallelujah. The hypocrite with their mouth. When you find one with their mouth destroying their neighbor, you're dealing with a hypocrite. That's what it is. That's what it is. You're dealing with a hypocrite. And that is the truth. They destroy their neighbor. But Yah, he equips the just, the Sadiq with da'ats, with knowledge. I know how to deal with the hypocrite. I know how to deal with false ones, those that are weak, those that think they are strong. I know how to deal with them. Believe me, I do. Man wrote me a letter yesterday and I said, he really doesn't listen to me. And I said to him, thank you for the information. Thank you. Like I didn't even know what he wrote me to tell me. I knew before he did. Hallelujah. It's amazing because he's there listening to me and the preaching. And he tells me how it just enriches, enables him, blesses him. Pastor Robert, don't be offended with a little constructive criticism. I write him back and say, Toda, thank you, my brother. Thank you for the information. We get offended, don't we? See, that's what criticism, that's what God does. He criticizes us. He reduces us to let us know that it is not of our power, our might, or our strength, but it's by the works of Calvary on that stake that Yahshua died for us. And in knowing that, it ought to make your heart fat. I don't care what your dilemma is, it ought to cause the life of Yahshua, of Yah, to rise in us. Something is wrong. The hypocrisy is destroying us because we're not genuine with Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read this from Shirach, from the Apocrypha. It says, if you desire wisdom, Shirach 1:26. If you desire wisdom, how many of y'all desire wisdom? Well, he says, keep the mitzvah, keep the commands, and Yahweh will supply it for you. That's how you get wisdom. Hallelujah. Yahweh will supply the wisdom to us if we keep the mitzvah. For the fear of Yah is wisdom. And the mushah, the instructions. And we hate instructions, don't we? We hate for someone to correct us. He said, but instructions. And he delights, Yahweh delights in fidelity and meekness. Now that's a beautiful thing. You understand what fidelity is? It is a softness. It is a beauty that the touch. It is sensual. And it creates this spiritual arousing. Come on, man. You have to have fidelity. Come on, woman. No man wants a wife that she doesn't possess fidelity in her touch. She doesn't have the ability to touch and to come on here. No woman wants a man like that. She wants someone that has fidelity. And because of the coldness of your hypocrisy and your sin, you don't know how to have fidelity. You don't know how to. Come on, man. You don't understand what fidelity is. You don't understand what it is, woman. You're cold. You're cold, man. You don't know how to operate in that. It's just something that is fleshly. The Ahava of Yah is greater than flesh. A marriage is not built upon flesh. A marriage is not built upon flesh. Dogs, you know, bulls in the fields, cows and bulls and dogs and goats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's the husband or woman, then something you are not doing, then you must have more fidelity. If it's anything, if you got fidelity, he will get shamefaced it. I've been married 31 years, all right? And man, if you got fidelity, she got to have some shamefacedness. Because we've been reared in this cold nature, we don't know how to have fidelity. I will, my brother. Yah loves fidelity, and he loves meekness. No fighting. Don't fight your husband. Don't fight your wife. Don't fight your brother. Don't fight your sister. Don't do that. I was saying to Elder Martin as we were talking, he was explaining the situation on his job to me. I said, you know what, Elder Martin? I said, we are not to defend nothing. We said for one thing, that's to defend the message. When we try to defend ourselves, then we're removing Yah. He is our defense. Even when Shatan came to Yah, when the sons of Yah presented themselves to Yah, he said, I know you got a fence around Eyo, but he said, you got that right. He is our defense. He is our fence in Yeshua. I'm not going to defend one of you. Yah defends you. Hallelujah. My defense is not worth anything. It's a defense of Yah. I'm making this plain, the Ruach of Yah. Hallelujah. Making it plain for a generation of people that's full of hypocrisy. We need the Tiferah. That's one of the ornaments of the beauty of Yah. There are many. Hallelujah. There are many. It says, do not disobey the fear of Yah. Brothers and sisters, when you sense the fear of Yah, don't disobey what Yah instructs you in. When He instructs you, obey that. Do not disobey Yah's fear. Even that's in the pocket, but that's sound. And do not approach Him with a divided mind. Double mind. Duplicity. Mundosity. Don't approach Yah that way because He knows you are unstable. He wants you to be singleness of mind. Be not a hypocrite in men's sight. Don't do that which is pleasing to the eyes of men, and you know you're not right with your brother or your sister. Don't be a hypocrite in the sight of men. Don't be a hanif in the sight of men. And he says that this is so profound because it says, and keep watch over your lips. See, a hypocrite does not keep watch over their lips. Do you all hear me? For the hypocrite destroys with his mouth his neighbor, right? Jerak, the same wisdom that Solomon speaks with, he says, don't be a hypocrite in the sight of man and keep watch over your lips. Keep watch over what you say. Just don't utter anything out of your mouth. That's what a hypocrite does. She did, he did. No, my friend, it's you. Because everything in the Lord always falls on me. Has nothing to do with you, my young sister. It falls on me. And what's with you has nothing to do with me. It falls on you. The Lord always falls on you. I'm glad that He has cast a lot my way. They cast lots for the garments of Yeshua, didn't they? And He has cast a lot for me, and I'm glad of that. And the thing about it, I win every time. Oh, I win every time. I'm not a loser. I'm not the tail, but I'm the head. I win every time, every time. Well, you scarred, but I won. Hallelujah. I don't like losing. Well, Pastor Roberts, you said, yeah, I play basketball and we lose, but I'm never out of the game. If they have us 24-18, I see the angle. I can see how we can win. Brother Dale, I know he's good for 3 points. Deacon Benny, get one. Get me the ball down low. We won't miss. And even though they miss and they miss, we still got it. It's not over with until the fat man sings. And then it's over with. Even if we're down like that, I still play to win. And I'm in this field here to harvest the crop. Hallelujah. I want to eat the crop of the field. Hallelujah. So you keep watch over your lip. When a man is just, he will keep watch over his lips. And he tells us this, do not exalt yourself lest you fall. And that's what we do. Hypocrites always exalting themselves. Where the sister, the brother, you exalt yourself. That's why you're always falling. That's why you're falling in your shallow emotions. He said, do not exalt yourself, lest you fall. And thus you bring dishonor upon yourself. And that is what a hypocrite does. You always bring dishonor upon yourself. You bring dishonor upon your wife, your children, your husband. That's what a hypocrite does. You will always bring dishonor upon yourself. It's one thing that the Sadiqah does. They bring honor upon Yah. And they bring honor upon the works of Yah. We were out pouring that concrete. And this one of these fools that came. It's amazing the array of people that delivered the concrete. The first one, I had to reprove him the first time. And he had a very meek spirit when he came back. He was gentle. Sure he was. The second one, he said, Yahweh, huh? Many people don't know that that's his name. It is not Lord God, it's not Jesus.
But his name is Yahweh. One came with holes in his tongue, in his ears, in his eyes. And Brother Pat said, I knew he was going to ask you something like that. When he asked me the question, I tried to tear out his rear end. You understand? I dealt with him. And I got right in his face. Hallelujah. Because it was a question of folly and stupidity. And that altered his whole attitude from, we didn't have to worry about him. Hallelujah. Correct that folly. Because if I allowed him to bring that spirit of folly there, it would have created the wrong spirit in our labor. Then I would have said, you brothers finished that. No, we need it every hand. And so do not exalt yourself. I'm nothing. I don't want to be great. I'm not a prophet. I'm a man of Yah. I'm not a Shulishim. I just have the word of Yah in my bosom. That's what I am. Do not exalt yourself lest you fall. And you bring dishonor upon yourself. And in doing that, Yahweh, he says, Yahweh will reveal your secrets and cast you down in the middle of the congregation. I'm glad that you that sit here with your secrets, cast them down, Yah. He's going to reveal your damnable hypocrisy. He will reveal your secrets and cast you down in the midst of the gathering of Israel. I'm glad. Cast them down, Yah. Reveal their lies and the hypocrisy. Because you did not come to the fear of Yahweh and your heart was full of deceit. See, your heart is full of lies. Your heart is full of deceit. Oh, I love you, sister. Full of lies. When I greet you, my sisters, what I say, I mean what I says. I mean it. And you, I don't say anything to you because I'm not going to say something false. Because I know you need to get your heart right and your mind right. And then when Yah speaks to you up here, when he binds you, you don't even cry. You raise up even more adamant in your wickedness. Come on, brothers. So generation has no honor for the men of Yah. You're fool. You're fool, woman. You're fool, man. You have no honor. The elder that rules well, he is worthy of Deba. Ara. Well, I have the responsibility to him, but yet on jobs. They have responsibilities to vile, evil men. And they fear them, don't they? But the order of Yah, they don't have the fear of Yah because they're hypocrites. A hypocrite. Yeah, that's all right. You don't have to accept it. It's the truth. But they have no honor for the man of Yah. Hallelujah. I don't fear no man. Well, the scripture says that Yah caused the same fear that they feared for him on Moshe and also on Yehoshua. That's what the book says. You don't know what's in the book because you like comic books. You like library books instead of the book of life. I love the book. I love life. And life is a beautiful thing. I like living. I like feeling well. I like the strength of Yah in my bosom. I love living. I'm not going to tell you a lie. See, I don't love living. I love living. I do. Well, things are dismal. I still love living. Still love it. You're broke. I don't have a dime to my name. But I love living. I love living. Hallelujah. I love life. I love to live. I love living. Hallelujah. Yahweh says that his soul takes pleasure in three things. Hear this now. This is in Sirach 25. Listen. His soul takes pleasure in three things. And they are Tiferah. They're beautiful in the sight of Yah. I want to show you the three things that are beautiful in the sight of Yah. And what do they take place in? He said, not only, listen now. If they're beautiful in Yah's sight, he said they're beautiful in the sight of men. He says this, first of all, agreements with brothers. That's beautiful, isn't it? Hallelujah.
There's nothing more beautiful than sisters when they agree. Because you have that finicky kind of a spirit anyway. But agreement with the house of Israel, agreement with brothers. Now, hypocrite destroys his neighbor with his mouth, right? And he says in Sirach, friendship between neighbors. That's a beautiful thing with Yah. That's a beautiful thing. Now, hypocrite, there is no friendship with their neighbors. We got to work this, whether you appreciate it or not. Friendship with your neighbor, friendship. Not only that now, listen now. At a wife, at a husband, not just a wife, not just a husband, but a wife and a husband that lives in harmony. That lives in shalom. Quit raising hell, wife. Your wickedness. Quit talking to your man. There's nothing more vile than a woman talking to her man in a disregarding fashion. I don't care if he's a drunkard. I've seen women, their husband were drunkard, and they still did not disregard them. Your little damn puny weak mind. That's what men today, they're disillusioned. That's what men and women today, 75% have no husbands. That's why I warn you, daughters of Tizayan, you allow your husband to enjoy the breast of your youth. You intrigue him. Don't be some stony woman of infidelity. And man, you allow her to reciprocate that. With fidelity, tenderness and kindness, not with this muted, damnable mind that you have. I'm not a coward. That I'm not. Do you get intimidated? Well, sure I do. You get afraid? Well, yes. Hallelujah. I'm not going to lie to you on that. Well, sure I do. But I'm not a coward. I'm not going to turn away from this truth and run away from truth. Hallelujah. Now, this is from Sirach, but it's sound. And it's nothing. These things are beautiful in the sight of Yah. That's why the enemy is always trying to cause brothers and sisters not to dwell together in harmony. That's why, sisters, the least of the small things, a little small infraction, you get twisted like hell. Brother, you allow your attitude to be on your shoulder. There's nothing more beautiful than that. You think because you got on a pretty dress today, honey, you still don't look nice in it. We look like a mess. Hallelujah. The finest we think we are. I took a bath this morning, you all too. I put on deodorant. And of course, I sense the raunchiness of the old body already. Hallelujah. Nothing like the friendship of neighbors. Are we not neighbors? I love my neighbors. I got neighbors on there. Everywhere around here, I got neighbors. I can look at them, I got neighbors. Hallelujah. What you just do for certain? No, I do. I make sure that our neighbors are taken care of. And these brothers go out here and labor to make sure our neighbors are taken care of. And they must trust someone to do what is right. And you hypocrites, I say this without, believe me, not any of us will back me down on that. I do things justly and right when it comes to the financier. And that's a fact. Can I tell you how much we have this week? I'm not talking about that, what you all brought in. With what you brothers are offering. After everyone gets something. Brothers, make sure they get the things they have. Can I tell you what we have? We have $1,000. Is that a lot of money for this place? That ain't a lot of money. But y'all does with that, man. Come on, brother. That's it. That's all that's left. And that's the truth. I kept, can I tell you what I kept? Will you believe me? That was 1,180. So I took the 180 to make sure. What were you going to do with that? Well, Pastor Robert, we need 20 for here. We need gas for the car. Need to run out here 20 here. Well, I need to get that. She needs some paint on tomorrow. She's got to get those signs painted for me. So that's going to be $40. Come on, brothers and sisters. But that's it, brothers and sisters. We'll spend that when I go out on Monday. But I'm not dismayed because of that. That doesn't determine anything. Does everyone have a pair of shoes? Will we eat today? That's all that matters. How many of y'all got more than two pair of shoes? Let me see your hand. More than three pair? Four pair? Look at that. And then you see a brother or sister with a pair on you, so he got some new ones. You hypocrites. Come on, mama, that's all right. Clap them hands. You're still alive, that's right. He has brought you today to see life. Come on, mama. We can close down that road. You can close. I may go before you, but you can close to the final bell. Hallelujah. That's right. Give him all you got while you got it. Give him all you got. Back in my days, that was a song like that. Give me what you got till you got what you get. Then you give me it all. Give it all. Give it all to him. He doesn't want anything half-hearted. Hallelujah. Your days may be longer than mine, but they're not long days. That's a fact. Okay, how you look at it. So you give him all. That's all right. That's the truth. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so he loves the friendship of neighbors. I'm friend with all my neighbors around here. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And also the wife and husband that live together in harmony. Isn't that something that the enemy doesn't want us to live together in harmony, husband and wife? We're not the wife of Yahshua. She would not we be in harmony with him. She would not obey all that he commands us. Come on. There's nothing more. I was thinking this morning, there's nothing more beautiful than the creation of the woman. Because she accentuates the beauty of Yah and what the house of Yisrael represents to him. And the enemy has taken the mind of women and destroyed them. I talked with a brother on yesterday, and the brother said to me, Pastor Roberts, my wife, she walked out from me with 3 children because she wanted to be free. Ma. And I hear stories like that. Just walked out. A sister from the United Kingdom contacted me, said, Pastor Roberts, I've been sick, going this way, and all of a sudden, we stumble upon your website, and my, what a blessing. I know that Yah is going to heal and refresh me. What a blessing of great wealth it has been. And when I send out emails, I got your website at the bottom, so when they see that, they can go there to my friends and everyone. My daughter and her husband are listening. All these years, Sister Hawkins down there, hear those folks from Jamaica contacting me. That's why I say to you, brothers, and I say to you, wives, you must get your minds right, because there are brothers we can send down to Jamaica and preach down there to the house of Israel. But I'm not sending brothers whose wives are not disciplined and her mind is not shaping right. You're not going. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. If I have to go, I'll go. That's why your wives, your discipline has to represent the discipline of Yah in everything. In the way we live, the way we eat, our act, all of that. You go down there with people down there poor and starving. Come on, brothers and sisters. You all may get upset, but it's the truth. Come on. You go down there, they don't do things like we do. They don't eat like we eat. Hallelujah. And so you have to not only spiritually prepare, but mentally and physically too. But I'm blessed to hear from those from Jamaica, because we can contact Sister Hawkins and let her know there are other, the remnant of the seed of Israel in Jamaica. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so every brother that minister unto Yah, they prepare themselves and not only themselves, but their wives. Come on. Whether you're an elder, whether you're a minister or deacon, to do the works of Yah like that. Hallelujah. You think that people will not receive them because Pastor Robert sent them? It is not the desire that I desire to go there, because I really don't. But I know that Yah has blessed us here with gifts, that brothers can do that, but it must be representative of your home and the discipline of your home, your wife and your children. When they see that, they know the power of Yah. And you don't speak with rhetoric, just empty, damnable words. Hallelujah. You almost will shout and get glad. Hallelujah. 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 The strength of the man, his leadership, must be represented in his wife. And that's the truth. That's the truth. His discipline must be conveyed in her. That's why the scripture said a deaconess wife, She must not be given to wine and drunkenness. She must know how to rule a house. She must be chaste. Come on. An elder, his wife this way, she must have the oracles of Yah to instruct her and to teach. Come on. She represents the power of his authority and the strength of his maturation in Yahshua. She doesn't have that. He hasn't worked in the house well. But a man doesn't rule his house well, he cannot rule the house of Yah. That's why you all may think I say things that to offend. If it offend you, let it offend you. But there's a certain character we must display in our physical look, because it represents our spiritual look. So when I say to us that we need to lose weight and things like this, nothing that should offend you about that. It's going to help you live a little longer. Get the poison out of you. You get fruity all you want to. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make you feel better. You have more energy. You're not burning calories, carrying a load around. You can use those calories to work. Hallelujah. Bend your back. You won't have so many ailments. It's just the truth, brothers and sisters. Come on. Hallelujah. If I didn't love you, I would be afraid that I... Come on. I'll tell you that. Would that offend me? Would that not offend you then? If it offends you enough, then you may do something about it. Hallelujah. That's what a drunkard does when he realizes he's a drunkard. That's just it. I'm just sick of being drunk. I'm just sick of being sick. A drunk hand says, I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I just cause misery on everybody. Just, my mama, my everybody, everything. I'm sick of it. I'm going to stop. That's it. That's what you got to do. Until you get that kind of attitude, you will never do anything. Hallelujah. You got to get sick of you. You sick of everyone else because they confront your own sickness. You got to get sick of you. Once you get sick of you, there's an evolution. Hallelujah. So I want to send brothers down to those places that are strong. It'll cost $1,500 to send a brother and his wife down there. $2,000, hotel and all. Come on. He's got to be ready to go down there and declare the power of the truth of Yah. Conditions may not be like here. You women that they can't sleep on a little, what you call a little thatch hut that they want to bring you in and share their wealth with you. Come on. Can't send you down there. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You got to be willing to go in there and sleep like they sleep. Hallelujah. You all can get offended all you want to. Just scratch your head and say, help me. Yeah, what you need to do is have some teshuva. Hallelujah. Repent. 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 You get that poison out of your minds. I ain't stopping nothing. Hallelujah. So the beauty of a husband and a wife, there's nothing more beautiful than that, than them living in harmony. And there's one more thing in Shurach 26:16. I like this. I want to listen, my brothers and sisters. Listen, daughters of Zion. You're the daughters of Zion. And there's a beauty about you that should represent the kingdom beauty. Now, this is so profound here in Shurach in 16:26. It says, like the sun rising. There's nothing more beautiful than the sun rising. It's nothing more beautiful. You get up, some of you all from land in bed so early, and get up one day and just look at the sun rise. Get up around 5 and watch the sun rise from the east now. Like the sun rising in the heights of Yahweh. Listen to this. So is the beauty, Tiferah. So is the beauty of a tough, beautiful wife in her well-ordered home. There's nothing more beautiful, sisters, than a well-ordered wife. Not a hell-raiser. Not a hypocrite that heaps up anger. But there's nothing more beautiful than that. Nothing. Not one that raises hell and always speaking villainy to the husband. Nothing. Not even a man. A man that's, what's more powerful than the legs of men? What's nothing? I don't care. There's nothing more powerful than the masculinity of the legs of men. There's nothing more powerful than the masculinity of the legs of men. Nothing. Not even the legs of a thoroughbred. There's nothing like the legs of a man when they're powerful and powerfully built. I don't care what a woman's legs look like. Nothing like it. But there's nothing more beautiful. Tiferah. Nothing that has the ornaments of the beauty of Yah than a wife whose home is well ordered. Children are ordered. It's cleaned. It's impeccably cleaned. The spirit is cleaned. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You all can raise. You can raise hell and don't like it, but it's still the truth. It is nothing, my sisters. And so the enemy wants you to run your mouth and destroy your neighbors in hypocrisy. Come on, my brother. He wants us to turn away from each other with the smallest immature matters. If I can't forgive my brother, something is wrong with me. And I will correct my brothers. It is the way that my brothers walk that keep me correct. I see the beauty of a man, his maturity. Come on, I incorporate that in my life. I see the submissiveness of this brother. I want to be submissive to him like that. When I get out here and work with the brothers, I want to work harder than them. Why? Because they work. There are times I'm not working out there like them. When I get out there, I'm not a slouch. I get down with the best of them. I'm not a slouch. I labor. I want to labor harder than them. I want you to be excused. I'll do this. Hallelujah. I want to prefer my brother. Why? Because I'm not out there like him. They got work next week and they're going to roam. Hallelujah. And so I'd rather prefer him. And we work in side by side. I got that. Come on. What's wrong with that? Oh, it makes you feel wonderful. Sure it does. It gives me a great sense of my oneness with my brother and my connection. I'm not trying to slouch or slouch out to be a sloth and just say, put it on. Nah. Hallelujah. When I get out there and lay blocks with the brothers, hey, Brother Dolphus, we actually put him in the toughest spot in the middle. Deacon Horn, get it in, I get it in. The middle is tough. I don't care what you say. I get one in, he get it in. And we lay blocks. And when we come to a certain point, I may say, all right, you brothers, you carry it out. Well, I know how much. You all work for another hour. You all leave that. I'm going. Oh, Pastor, we got this. No problem. But when I get out there and lay blocks with them, I'm trying to put as many in the wall as they are. Hallelujah. Because it's not just the labor, it's the fellowship. We cut wood over there. We're not talking. Them brothers, you come over there. You see what they're doing? And them brothers, they really, it's a challenge to them. Come on, put it up there. Boom. I said, man, that one wearing you out. You can't split that. Because when they get one that's like that, they're going to make sure they split it. It's the fellowship. It is the brotherhood that's more valuable than cutting the wood. Hallelujah. You sense the unified rock. The spirit is just one. No sense was it, man, I'm see what I can get out of that. Well, I'll be right back. Nah. Got to use the restroom. Let the woods down there. Come on. Nobody but us men folks. I'll be right back. Nah, everybody, they roll. We roll over there. Sisters, you all can't do that. You all couldn't even bust a log over there. Take you 1 hour to split one little piece of wood. But Brother Dale, let's boom, boom. Oh, Joshua, boom. Bam. Come on, man, 6'4". He just let that pow. Come on. You should just be out of breath. We didn't even have that. And that's the truth. How heavy are those sleds you bought, Brother James, for the brothers? Those, I'm thinking, what, 8-10 pounds? And that ain't nothing. I tell you what, keep just picking it up and boom, and boom, and boom, and boom. You just keep doing that for about 6 hours. You'll find out what you got. Hallelujah. So it's nothing more beautiful than that. I want to read this. I want you all to judgments. And I'm going to close it. There's much more to this. I said that I would finish today, right? I will finish this. But there's a process beyond this. And one day, God's will, in the near future, I will touch even a greater depth on this. But I want you to judge me by this. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah. Now get Isaiah. I want us all to turn there. Isaiah, Yeshaya chapter 9. I want you to assess me on this. And even with the Norby, he's talking here. He's talking about those that, if they are not revealing the infinite truth of Yah to Israel, then they're not true. It says in Yeshaya chapter 9, verse 16, you judge the leaders, the rulers, the Tsar, by this. And if they do not have this equipment, then they're not the leaders of Yah. It says in Yeshaya chapter 9, verse 16, he says, for the leaders, for the Ashar, for the leaders, for the leaders. And that Asha is to cause one to go straight, to walk, to go on, to advance, and to make progress. Now, if I've been a leader here, and if I've not caused us to walk the walk of Yeshua, caused us to walk straight, if we have not advanced, then I'm not a leader. We have advanced not only in what we call material things, but above all spiritual things. That's what a leader, that's what an Asha does. He caused Israel to advance. He caused them to go straight. We walk straight in the Torah of Yah. We are not walking in the traditions of David Roberts. We are not walking in the tradition of man, but we are walking in the way of the living Torah of Yahweh, revealed in Yeshua. You understand?
So the leader of the Asha, is the Asha of the people, caused them to go astray. Now where have I caused you to go astray? I've taught things in ignorance and I didn't know. But I've not led us astray. I led us down the path that's straight and narrow. So the leader caused them to go astray. And they that are led of them are destroyed. Now that's what when a leader calls you to go astray. You're going to be destroyed. He says this. He says in verse 17. Therefore, Yahweh shall have no joy in their young men. Neither shall he have mercy upon the fatherless and the widow. Why? For everyone is a hypocrite. Hanif. A hypocrite and an evildoer. And every mouth speaks folly. Senseless talk. For all this is anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So if I am a leader, and you recognize that, if I teach you to go astray, and the predominant power here is one of hypocrisy, I have not led you right. We that are the sons of Israel, we are led by the rock of Yah. And a leader will lead you according to the living power of the Torah. Have you been ignorant? Tell me how ignorant you are still. Tell me how illiterate we are in many facets. It is the truth, my brother. And so that's the sure assessment of a leader. Whether he's led you astray. Whether he's catered to your folly and your senseless talking. Well, it seemed like today I didn't cater to any senseless talking, did I? Come on here, Yisrael. No folly here. Pulled the garment back and Yah swiped the hips, didn't he? With a rod of corruption. So that's your assessment of me. So if I've not led you astray, then why would you allow the enemy to cause your heart to be turned even from the man of Yah? That's foolishness. You don't even have the Ruach of Yah. You have a religious, a righteous spirit, and it's filthy. Because when one has on the Siddiq garment of Yah, there's an aura of praises and rejoices that emanates from him. You have on a filthy garment, you look filthy, you look dull. Hallelujah. May the Shalom of Yah rest upon you. I'm going to stop there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May he barak you. Oh, Yisrael. There's much more to this. Because I really did not get into the define aggregates of the beauty of Yah. One day, Yah's will, I will. So what you do, you take your concordance and you just look at the word beautiful, beauty, beautify. And just look at the attributes of the ornaments of the beauty of Yah. And it will show you that, alright? That's what I do. There are times that I may look at 1,000 scriptures. I know you all don't believe that, but that's the truth. I don't say that to boast. I say that to motivate you to do the same. I may read 1,000. At the time I read 500 verses. That retain them all? No. But the collective reading, it creates this wisdom, this understanding. And sometimes I look at 3,000. There are times I look at 100 upon 100 and read every one precisely. There's some that I speed read. And there's some that I just precisely to catch the nuances. And there's something in that verse that the nuance of that, it draws, everything is drawn to that. Boom! That's it right there. That's what I've been looking for. Hallelujah. That's how I do it. You're saying that the boss? No, I'm telling you that's how you do it. It takes no special ability to do that. Just take a willingness. You can't be lazy. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Robert, you're lazy. No, when it comes to the business of Yah, I'm not lazy on that. When it comes to paying the bills and make sure that we have the necessities, yeah, I'm not lazy on that now. That's one thing I'm not lazy. There are things I procrastinate. You know, I got mail over there I need to answer. Folks, I sent an offer I need to answer. I spent a little time yesterday answering all the emails, cleaning all that up. Now I got to answer the letters that were written. Do you all hear me? Hallelujah. There are things I will procrastinate on, but those things I will not. I will not. I don't do that now. When it comes to the affairs of Israel here, I will not do that. When it comes to preparing myself, my mind, it's not that I have to prepare a message. It is to prepare my mind to stand before Israel. I don't skip on that, brothers and sisters. If you think that this was half-hearted what you received today, then don't come back. If you think that there is no, if there was no effort of denouncing oneself so that the truth of Yah can be revealed, Then don't even hear it. Hallelujah. I declare unto you the whole counsel of Yah. Because that counsel is Yahshua. And we need the Musha, the counsel, the instruction, the discipline of Yah. You need that, don't you? Everything in life is about discipline, isn't it? Come on, brothers and sisters. If you want to walk, you got to be disciplined to walk. Because our flesh says don't walk, right? Come on. Come on, everything. We want to lose weight, we got to be disciplined about that. It starts here. You all get offended at it? You got to cut out your cupcake city. You're eating this and that. This is it. Yah does not intend for you to look like that. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, man. You love your wife. Come on. I don't care if you like your wife to be big. That's not what Yah wants. He wants her to be healthy. Hallelujah. Beloved, I would above all things that thou may prosper and be in tough health, even as in what parts of health. You help her to do that. Hallelujah. And then you get yourself in shape. May Yah bless you. Come on, Brother Patrick. Bless you all, Yisrael. I love you all. I don't say that much, but I do. You that listen to my live stream, may the shalom of Yah rest upon you. We do a hava. Yisrael, we love you all. We bless you for gathering us today. Shalom. Let us stand to our feet. Come on. Sisters, you all, and brothers, and sing. Bless you all that are listening. We send the Esha, the blessings of Yah, as we brak you, O Yisrael. Shalom.
Hallelujah. For we do berak you, our Abba. We told you for this gathering, for this time of Shafat, the rest, and our precious Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. God Israel, protect us all today, those that listen by the live stream, and those that are gathered here in the Bayat of Yah. We ask it all in the most precious, most prominent and powerful name of Yeshua the Lamb. We berak you, Yah. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.